Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo is a Wall Street analyst. He's worked many years on the street, and now he's on his own and creating all kinds of chaotic wisdom in his analysis of what's going on out there. And I say chaotic meaning he sticks his finger in the eye of a lot of the establishment with his thoughts, and we love him for that. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's our good friend Leo. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your first-rate show.
Thank you, Leo. Hey, let's get your perspective on. Let's talk about 2021. I want to get you to focus forward. I want you, folks. Leo has a crystal ball. I've seen it, and I want to get you to look into it for us, Leo, and tell us what you think. And of course, we have to begin with the stock market and things that are associated with it. The stock market is over 30,000. I remember I launched a book for some authors 20 years ago called Dow 30,000. Now, 20 years ago, the Dow was like it, I don't know, what was it? It was like at 6,000 or something like that. It just crashed. And this book came out, Dow 30,000. Actually, there's another book by my friend Chuck Cadillac, was Dow 100,000. But their book is now a prophecy. It's come to pass, 30,000. How do we justify 30,000 on the Dow?
First, you can't argue with the marketplace trend. The explosive rally we've seen since, say, March after the crash from the mid-February revelation of coronavirus problems relates to a search for yield, not just in stocks, but in any kind of asset class. And it's been exacerbated by and underlined by the Fed's yield repression scheme and money printing alongside massive, enormous deficit spending, which creates a flood of money.
Policy, monetary and fiscal a flooding of the economy, right?
Yes, sir. And people seem, in the looking forward sense, a lot more inclined to look at those phenomena, the money printing out there, than the huge debt that is created, and the cheat-to-saver scheme, whereby, say, if inflation now is only, say, 1 or 2%, and by some measures, yet through Treasury instruments and overseas governments often having very low rates, the persons who want to save don't, in their view, have places to buy,
right,
buy things with their money, except stocks.
Mm-hmm. And that's driven the price up. Is that floor of no other alternative for the average investor? Is that kind of a floor of money, of capital? Is that going to underpin, I should say, and sustain this kind of a valuations?
It may help to sustain the valuation insofar as that the investors, though we're not the average investors, it's for the most part the big money in pools of capital.
Right.
The average investors, running hard to stay in place.
Well, we're out of our league, right? I mean, retail investors are basically we are officially pawns on the chessboard, aren't we?
Yes.
And pawns get knocked over, pawns get removed, and because typically retail investors don't hedge, right? And we invest, and we think we're investing. We're but we're typically not going to hedge. I mean, the institutions have algorithms to for when things go up, and they have algorithms for when things go down, and they got hedging. They're going both ways, right? I mean, they're not going to lose much either way, are they?
Not as much, and think too, the change over the past few decades in the relative values tied to the concepts of investment and work. You know, when we grew up, there was a lot of talk about work, you know, being good, although we maybe didn't want to work ourselves to death, and investment was less important as a value.
Right.
With Wall Street nowadays, the rhetoric has shifted significantly, so you hear about investment, whether it's put your money to work, human capital, and the like.
Right.
And tied to the higher valuations and prices for stocks, I think you can tie some of that to...
Leo, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we'll get Leo to do blend the politics that's coming at us and the capital and valuations after that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.